A special night of television begins tomorrow evening at 7 on WILL-TV. We'll show a national program from Sesame Workshop that looks at families and hunger. It is a problem that affects tens of thousands of people in East Central Illinois. You can learn more about that now at our website, willconnect.org. There you will find stories about people who struggle to put food on the table and people who are helping to meet the need, a growing need. Those are also the themes of the Sesame Workshop program, Growing Hope Against Hunger, with help from country music stars Brad Paisley, Kimberly Williams Paisley, and the Muppets. The program includes stories told by parents and children of families facing hunger. Here's an excerpt from the program.
Elmo didn't know there were so many people who don't have all the food they need.
When you don't even know whether you're going to have a next meal or not,
that can be pretty hard. How does Lily know so much about this?
Well, because sometimes I go with my family to the food pantry.
Oh, yeah, there are lots of ways to get help, like school food programs.
Yeah, I get breakfast and lunch for free in my school. That's two whole meals a day.
We're here to talk about a growing problem in our country, childhood hunger.
Many people don't realize that this is a problem that hits close to home.
In fact, over 50 million Americans don't have the food they need much of the time, and nearly 17 million of them are children.
That means one in four children do not regularly know where their next meal is coming from in our country.
From Growing Hope Against Hunger, that of course was Elmo, his new friend Lily, and the Paisleys. Jeanette Betancourt is a senior vice president at Sesame Workshop, where she helps develop programs for children, families, teachers, and others. Jeanette Betancourt, it's good to talk with you. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So when and how did Sesame Workshop decide to produce Growing Hope Against Hunger?
We decided to produce this wonderful special because we felt very strongly a message needed to come out about the gravity of food insecurity or hunger here in the U.S., and especially with these striking statistics on young children.
This is a tough topic, but it isn't the first tough topic Sesame Workshop has delved into. How do you develop a program designed to speak to children and families, make them aware of what the problem and the issues are, and how we might address them?
Well, as always with Sesame, everything that we do is research-based. We make sure that our messages are really on target by actually talking to families experiencing, and in this case, food insecurity, and getting their perspective. And most important, knowing that the recommendations and strategies we're providing are things that are accessible in the community.
Tell us about Lily.
Oh, Lily, a wonderful Muppet that's particularly for this special. We felt very strongly that we needed to provide a child's point of view and one that had experienced hunger within her family. And who best than one of our wonderful Muppets who can really bring that child's point of view, but also from a sense of hope and also contributing as well.
Yeah, Lily is a very reassuring figure here, and that's important, isn't it?
Absolutely. The one thing about this special is that we did not want to cite fear or anything like that. What we wanted to do is present a child's point of view in a very positive and hopeful way, and also know that there are communities and resources out there that can assist.
How can parents who are having trouble putting food on the table talk with their children about what's going on?
Well, there's a couple of strategies. One, knowing that they're not handling this alone. I think the fact of families knowing that there are many others also experiencing them helps open up and talk about this. And the other thing is to be open as you're discussing this issue and also provide resources. So in other words, there is this occurring in our household, but we're reaching out, let's say, to our community food pantry or our WIC program to get help, and we're doing this as a family.
And we're going to be okay.
And we're going to be okay. It may not be easy at times, but we're going to be okay.
How does Lily help Elmo and us understand, first, the need, second, the resources we can draw on if we need help, and three, how we can help.
Well, Lily does it in the context of her Sesame friends, and she won. First opens up about it only because she feels comfortable with Elmo and the friends around her. But then also she shares her experiences in such a way that she puts it in context that it's not only her, because the burden shouldn't be on children, but it's everything they've done as a family. And then also what she brings is this desire to help. So she engages, you know, these Sesame Street characters also on knowing about local gardens, as well as what happens in a food pantry or her school lunch program. So she's presenting this in a very positive way, but also in a way that she's sharing this information.
And tell us a little bit about the stories, the video stories that are included in this program as well, where we see people who are doing it.
Yes, what's wonderful about this special and also resources that you can find on sesamestreet.org/food is that we provide a wonderful story that's not only for families who are experiencing hunger, but also the general public in knowing how they can help. But also with our online materials, this specific information on families, on helping families keep healthy habits, in other words, healthy foods, but yet also acknowledging that it can be done on a limited budget.
Yeah.
So all of those wonderful things are packaged together.
Yeah. One of the things that we've been learning out in the community when we visit pantries and when we talk with people from food banks, and we go to these places and there are children along with adults working side by side on the problem.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we find is the best time that we can engage children in helping and knowing that they can contribute to their community is by doing so early and engaging as a whole family. When we do that, it really are lifelong habits and approaches that we maintain.
What's the reaction been to this program? We're airing it later than other stations in the system have aired it, but what have you heard from communities where this has already been broadcast?
Well, what we've heard is the positive nature of presenting this issue in a way that's hopeful, but we've also heard a bit of surprise. In other words, from many in the general public, it is shocking to them to hear these statistics and also that this level of hunger is happening here and impacting our children. So congratulations on continuing this discussion here because it's so needed.
Mm-hmm. Jeanette Betancourt, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for airing this and all the work that you're doing around this issue.
Jeanette Betancourt, she is Senior Vice President for Outreach and Educational Practices at Sesame Workshop. The Sesame Workshop program, Growing Hope Against Hunger, airs tomorrow evening at 7 on WILL-TV. Growing Hope Against Hunger, an Illinois response, will follow on WILL-TV and online at will.illinois.edu. It will focus on Central Illinois residents who are working to fight hunger. It will also feature three video stories. The stories look at the work of a food pantry in Urbana, a mobile pantry combating rural hunger, and the way food stamps work. That's tomorrow evening, beginning at 7 on WILL-TV. And you can learn more about the problem of hunger at our website right now, willconnect.org.